letter the day after the murder. But Lieutenant Howard Rudolph says he doesn't expect the letter to figure prominently in the case. And out of Michigan, at least 9 Michigan residents, including a retired Detroit judge, were aboard the Korean jetliner shot down in Russian airspace by the Soviet Union. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan says the United States should avoid fulfilling the grain deal it made with the Soviet Union to retaliate for the shooting down of that Korean airliner. And domestic automakers will have nearly 138,000 workers on indefinite layoff next week, down by 1,800 from this week due to callbacks at Chrysler. In the news of the nation world, President Reagan plans to cut short his California vacation returning to Washington today. Spokesman Larry Speake says Reagan will convene a National Security Council meeting to discuss the Soviet downing of a Korean airliner. The Soviet ambassador to Japan told Japanese officials Russia has detected signs of a downed aircraft in Soviet-controlled waters near the Sakhalin Island. And the Japanese news agency quotes an unidentified military expert who says the Soviets may have already picked up all the wreckage and debris in order to hide and destroy evidence. And Senator Henry Scoop Jackson is dead of a heart attack in Everett, Washington, the town where he was born 71 years ago. The Democrat member of the Senate Armed Services Committee supported U.S. involvement in Vietnam. WoWo News Time, 5:04 in Ohio and Michigan at 6:04.
Everywhere you look this Labor Day weekend, you'll see people enjoying their holidays.
At the park.
At picnics. And at Schuler's fabulous 2-day Labor Day weekend tent sale.
A holiday appliance sale?
The best deals you can find, including quality appliances from General Electric. All on sale at the 407 West Coliseum Boulevard store. That's 4 samples, one of a kind, 83 closeouts. Look, they put up a tent in front of the North Store. There's so many appliances on sale, even Schuler's spacious West Coliseum location isn't big enough to hold them all.
And that's a big store.
Schuler's has tremendous savings on all GE appliances, GE washers and dryers, refrigerators, and freezers, GE televisions and video recorders.
What about microwaves?
Schuler's has specially priced GE and Hotpoint microwaves as low as $238. Plus, for these 2 days only, you get 12 months interest-free financing when you buy any GE TV or appliance.
Well, what are you keeping in the other tent?
What other tent?
The big one over there with the green stripe.
That's my Aunt Vicky.
Schuler's fabulous 2-day Labor Day weekend tent sale. 2 days, 10 hours. Sunday and Monday from noon till 5 at Schuler's 407 West Coliseum Boulevard store, just west of Glenbrook.
WoWo's Call for Action wants you to know free help and information is as close as your phone. Dial Call for Action weekdays at 424-3030. WoWo land weather, morning ground fog, sunny skies, high of 89 today. Tonight fair, low in the mid-60s, tomorrow partly sunny, high of 90. And Sunday's outlook hot and humid with a high in the low 90s, a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. And that's the news and weather at 5, Bob Sievers reporting. Good morning, neighbors. Now it's chore time at Indiana's world-famous Little Red Barn. Chore time with Dave Russell, Director of Farm Services here at WoWo. Portions of our program are recorded.
In a little red barn, on a farm down in Indiana, let me lay my back on a stack of blue mown hay. Hey, hey, round the barnyard where the farmyard folks are pally.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Dave.
6.5 minutes now past 5, past 6 in Ohio and Michigan. Coming up this morning on our Little Red Barn program, we have as our guest Bob Sachs from over at Williams County, Ohio. Bob is the 4-H agent there, and we're going to talk with him about the upcoming Williams County Fair, which gets underway September the 10th. Last through the 17th. Lots of other things. We'll recap yesterday's markets. I'll have a look at sports here in just a couple of minutes. Bob's police calls are standing by. Then we'll be checking in live with meteorologist Earl Finkel at the weather station.
All right, Dave, let's just start out with Guy Clark right now at 7 minutes after 5, WoWo time.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Now if I change this life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, what'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
You have to admit this is the time of the year for that, with homegrown tomatoes everywhere right now around Wovelland. 5:10, sunny skies today, a high of 89, and it looks like a beautiful whoa-whoa weekend. And this is the biggie, and by the way, starting today at 1, we'll go back in time for a whoa-whoa golden weekend. It's a Labor Day weekend special, the whoa-whoa golden weekend, starting this afternoon at 1 on the Chris Roberts Show, right here on whoa-whoa Radio 1190. Dave, over to you.
Well, in National League baseball action yesterday, Houston down Pittsburgh 3-0, Philadelphia over San Francisco 4-2, Montreal beat the Dodgers 8-3, St. Louis got past Atlanta 8-3, and the Cubs beat the Reds 3-1. In the American League, White Sox over Kansas City 12-0, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-3, Detroit shut out Texas 5-0, Oakland over the Yankees 2-0. In a doubleheader, Minnesota took the opener 11-0 over Boston. Boston came back to beat Minnesota 9-3 in the second game. One college football score in from last night, it was Houston over Rice by a score of 45-14. It's just about 11 minutes now past 5, past 6 in Ohio and Michigan. Let's get over to Bob and his police calls.
State Police, Fort Wayne Radio.
Morning, who's this, Diane?
Yes, it is.
Bob here, Diane. How's everything out at the Fort Wayne Post this morning?
Well, we've had two rather serious accidents tonight, Bob. We don't have all the details on them yet, though, at this time.
Where did they happen and when? Didn't you tell me that?
Sure. We had one I-69 at approximately the 121 mile marker, which is the northern edge of Allen County, and that happened about 1:30 this morning.
All right, and
The other one was in Huntington County, and that happened approximately 11:40 last night.
But there have been serious injuries, have they?
Yes.
All right, I'll report that to the news department then, and anything else during the night?
No, that's been about it, Bob. If you want to call back in an hour or so, we might have some more information on these.
Thank you. There were no fatalities as far as you know yet?
No, Bob.
Thank you very much, Diane. We'll call back.
Thank you, Bob.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good morning, Mr. Kaiser. This is Bob. How's everything up at Bremen this morning?
Hey, it's been real quiet here, Bob. I don't have a thing for you this morning.
Fine. Thanks a lot, and have a good day.
Bye, sir.
Goodbye.
State Police, Piscuso.
Good morning. This is Bob up at WoWo. I can barely hear you. How's everything down at Pendleton this morning?
Super quiet.
All right. You haven't heard any traffic out of Red Key either, have you?
Not a thing.
Thanks a lot, and have a good day.
You too, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
State Patrol, dispatcher Van Meter, may I help you?
Morning, Joe. Bob again. How's everything over at Van Wert this morning?
Well, it's pretty quiet now, Bob. Nothing newsworthy going on, and it's a nice, good morning for people to be sleeping.
It sure is.
This morning.
Oh, it is a nice morning. You haven't had any traffic out of the other cities either, have you, Joe?
Everyone's been pretty busy, but nothing newsworthy, Bob.
Fine. Thanks a lot, Joe, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too, Bob.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Morning, Miss Comer. This is Bob. How's everything over at Findlay and Defiance this morning?
Just fine. It's been real quiet.
Nothing newsworthy at all, huh?
No, nothing at all.
Thanks a lot, and you have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The police sergeant, Dubergen.
Morning, Sergeant Dubergen. This is Bob Sievers down at Fort Wayne. How's everything across southern lower Michigan this morning?
Well, not too bad. Not much going on that I've heard of, anyway, Bob. They've been pretty quiet.
Nothing unusual with the weather either, huh?
No.
All right, fine. Thanks a lot, then, and have a nice day.
Okay, Bob.
Goodbye.
And that completes our police calls this morning, so it's been a fairly quiet night, other than the two fairly serious accidents on I-69 here, both north and south of Fort Wayne. Sunny skies, high of 89 today, and in about 6 or 7 minutes, we'll have a complete weather check with Earl Finkel. We have 60 at the airport and 65 at this time on the WoWo thermometer downtown. Now for our first song of inspiration this morning, the Blue Ridge Quartet singing the old favorite, In the Garden. Quartet, and I'll bet many of you were singing along with that this morning. 17 minutes after 5, sunny skies, a high of 89, and in just about 5 minutes, we'll check in with Earl Finkel.
Don't buy furniture today. That's right, don't buy furniture today. Historic Souders of Grable, quality merchants in Grable since 1907, is closed today. But tomorrow, Well, tomorrow is a different story. Right now, out at Souders, their salespeople are scurrying around, marking down the price of every single piece of furniture in the store. Prices are being slashed on Pennsylvania House, Thomasville, American Drew, Clayton Marcus, Lazy Boy, and other famous brands. There are tremendous savings on quality mattresses and box springs as well. Souders remodeling and restoration sale ends tomorrow. At 9 a.m., that same front door that Eli Souder opened in 1907 will open on tremendous Labor Day weekend savings. For 12 hours, you can save on America's finest furniture, but then it will end. Souders of Grable is closed today, but at 9 a.m., Souder's historic front door will open to savings you'll remember for a long, long time. Historic Souders of Grable, merchants of fine traditional furniture.
When last we left Mrs. Smertz, she was standing at her sink, having just been chastised by that voice for using the wrong drain cleaner. Unfortunately, the right drain cleaner didn't do the job either.
Darn this drain,
she said.
I'd better change into my Levi's basic jeans and fix it myself.
But alas, she couldn't find them. Not being one to fix plumbing without her Levi's basic jeans, she decided,
I'll go to the mall and buy another pair.
And then she heard that voice.
Go to the mall, buy your new Levi's basic jeans at Feast.
Not you again. Look, Thunderthroat, you were wrong about the drain cleaner, and now...
So I made a mistake. But Levi's basic jeans are only $13.98 every day at Feast. Trust me.
Well, I trust that Tom Spies. He's so wholesome.
Would Tom Spies let you pay too much for your Levi's basic jeans?
No, but does he know how to fix my drain?
No!
Get that famous Levi's fit, just $13.98 every day at Spies.
He stayed at the bypass.
If quality at a low price is important in what you do, then look for our number. It'll make sense for you. Helping 84 on the outside means bigger savings on the inside. 84 Lumber makes sense for you.
84 Lumber and Home Center is having a truckload sale. We've bought by the truckload to save you money. Save on roofing, plywood, treated lumber, and more. Ceiling fans, paneling, bathrooms, and kitchens. Savings throughout the store. Save all this week during 84's truckload sale. Open Labor Day, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
A one-piece telephone with redial, only $9.84 each. An Acadia White Water Saver Toilet, $34.84 each at 84 Lumber. 84 Lumber behind Arby's off US 30, across from Glenbrook in Fort Wayne.
The big 84 on the outside means bigger savings on the inside. 84 Lumber makes sense for you.
Dave, where are some of the great places to be in WoWo Land today?
Well, I see where Fort Wayne's Labor Fest kicks off the holiday weekend today in Fryman Square from 11 until 12 midnight. That's 11 a.m. until 12 midnight, previewing tomorrow's festivities in Lawton Park. The new Knoxville, Ohio Fall Festival gets underway this evening at the American Legion Grounds. The Midway will open at 5 p.m. The Rob Ryder Concert begins at 9. The Fall Festival 10-kilometer run begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, too, the big Van Wert County Fair begins today over in Van Wert, Ohio. That continues through Thursday, September the 8th. And the Bloodmobile will be in Defiance, Ohio at the First Baptist Church from 10:30 until 4:30 Ohio time today.
All right, Dave. Right now it's 21 minutes after 5, after 6 in Ohio and Michigan. For you fishermen going to the lakes, and by the way, we'll have the Coho report at 5:30, and again, as you know, at 7:30 each morning. For the southern half of Lake Michigan, southwesterly winds 10 to 17 knots today, increasing 12 to 22 knots tonight. The weather fair, waves 0 to 2 feet, but increasing 2 to 4 feet by tonight on Lake Michigan. For Lake Erie, south to southeasterly winds 10 to 15 knots today, southerly 5 to 15 knots tonight, and southwesterly 10 to 20 knots tomorrow. Average wave height on Lake Erie, about 2 feet. Now stand by for Earl Finkel in one.
Let's go now to Maloli's Food Stores.
You wouldn't believe the excitement down here. Everyone is taking advantage of Super Value, plus saving their registered tapes to cash in on the exclusive Corningware Tape Saver plan. Here's one shopper right now. Excuse me. You have so many groceries, and I've seen you here already twice this week.
Why not? The values here are so great, the service is terrific, and now I can use all of my register tapes to buy 10 different Corningware items for only 99 cents.
Those beautiful Corningware saucepans, casseroles for only 99 cents?
That's right, and I'm going to keep coming back every week until I have all 10 different Spice Alive Corningware items.
If you haven't been over yet, come on over. There's plenty of time, and the excitement is rising.
You heard it right from Maloli's Food Stores. A lot of excitement, super values, and the Tape Saver plan. You can't beat that at all Maloli's Food Stores.
Now let's check in with Earl Finkel in the WoWo Weather Station. He's brought to us this hour by First Federal Savings and Loan, your personal financial center in Fort Wayne, Bluffton, and Huntington, Indiana. Well, Earl, come on in. It looks like we might have a beautiful sunrise this morning, and it looks like a great weekend in store. And good morning. How are you doing? Well, I tell you what. Let's just try it once more, and if he doesn't come in, we'll have a word from our sponsor. Good morning, Earl. How are things going?
Savers, for the interest-earning checking account that's worth changing banks for, come to First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne. Compare, and you'll find real savings in service charges at First Federal, where you can choose either safekeeping checking or regular checking. Each has special benefits. With safekeeping, canceled checks are not returned. You benefit because it takes only a $100 minimum balance to avoid a $3 monthly service charge. Further, safekeeping offers this special advantage. When you build up your account balance to $2,500, you earn the current money market rate on your entire balance. With regular checking, First Federal returns your canceled checks, but it takes a $300 balance to avoid a $3 monthly service charge and a daily closing balance of $3,000 to earn the money market rate on the entire balance. Either way you choose, the advantages are yours at First Federal of Fort Wayne, your personal financial center.
Well, Earl, as I said earlier, it looks like we're in for a beautiful weekend here in WoWo Land, doesn't it?
Sure does, Bob. Sure does. If my clock had started, I would even have joined you.
All right.
I'll give it another kick in the side here. Boy, yeah, it does. And especially Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Late Sunday night or Monday, that weak weather system we were talking about yesterday may decide to slide in and give us a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorm and turn it back a little bit cooler, but not cold. So if you're making plans, do that accordingly. This morning, temperatures very pleasant, 60 degrees at Bear Field. That'll make it 53 to 55 off the blacktop. It is 53 at Toledo, Findlay at 61, Mansfield at 61, Lafayette at 63, and down at the levee, 64 at Evansville. While you can see the warm air coming in the North Country, Bob, it's in the 70s up on the UP and across the northern tier of states. Yesterday, it was 103 to 104 degrees out through the Dakotas, so you can see there's plenty of hot air. But out in California and up in Canada, a really intense winter-looking weather system has been going on with all kinds of rain out that way for this entire week. So that moves over, and then we get something probably toward Monday. Here's the forecast for the day, though. It's looking good. Clear skies, light wind. We made 88 degrees yesterday. Should make 88, 89 today. Fairly moderate humidity and light wind. Clear tonight, not quite so cool. Temperatures in the low to mid-60s. And tomorrow, sunny and hot, temperature up 90 to 92. Could be into the 92 to 95 range on Sunday. Chance for a thunderstorm late and probably cool back toward 88 on Monday with maybe a thunderstorm in the morning. I'll be storming back in later, Bob. Leave the door open here.
I will do it. Thank you, Earl. Today is Friday, September the 2nd. The sun will rise here at Fort Wayne this morning at 6:08. We'll set tonight at 7:12. Highest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne, and even 100 in 1953, and the lowest 40 in 1946. Our high yesterday, a pair of 8s, 88, and the low was 64. And Dave, we had 692 minutes of sunshine, or 88% of possible.
It's clear across WoWo Land this morning. Indianapolis reports in with 63 degrees. Evansville has 64. It's clear in 61 at South Bend. Here in Fort Wayne, the relative humidity is at 67%. Northeast winds at 5. The barometer is steady at 30.08. Clear 60 degrees at the airport, 65 degrees here at WoWo.
All right, and right now it's 5:27, 6:27 in Ohio and Michigan, and we're even, Stephen, so let's get right over to Dave and his guest this morning.
Well, the 98th annual Williams County Fair, to be held over in Montpelier, Ohio, begins 1 week from tomorrow, September the 10th, runs through the 17th, and with us today to talk more about it, Bob Sachs, who is the Williams County, Ohio 4-H agent. And Bob, by looking over your fair book here, there are a lot of activities to be held at the 98th Williams County Fair this year.
For anybody who likes to come over and enjoy our fair, we've just got a lot of activities for them to participate in.
The fair will get basically started on Saturday, September the 10th. That's kind of run down some of the activities during each day of the fair here this hour.
Okay. Saturday is entry day. Junior fair sheep and swine, they'll be weighed from 12 to 6 p.m. And by 6 o'clock, we like to have all the animals in place. And 8 o'clock that night is the Joey Chitwood Auto Thrill Show. And then Sunday, they really start off. We have just some of the highlights. They have the Maumee Valley Polled Hereford District Show, and they've got some 200 animals coming in for that. So they're going to have some terrific Polled Hereford Show. And then our junior fair judging is dairy goats at 1 p.m., dog shows at 1:30, and our poultry shows at 2 o'clock. Also, for general interest, we have, for our grandstand show, we have the Sylvia and Boxcar Willie Show at two shows, one at 4 and one at 8. Going quickly to Monday is our youth day. 9 o'clock starts our 4-H horse judging. 9 o'clock sits our rabbit show. Also that day, our junior fair beef and dairy will be coming in the afternoon. We also have our sheep judging, junior fair sheep judging at 1 p.m. And in the evening, we've got our all-county band show starting at 7. On Tuesday, we have our junior fair beef judging at 4 p.m. And Tuesday and Wednesday evenings at 7, we do have harness racing. On Wednesday, we have our dairy judging at 12:30, and we have our swine show at 4 p.m. On Wednesday is Women's Day, and there's quite a good program starting at 1 o'clock on that day, and there's various activities for that. On Thursday, we have our junior fair showmanship sweepstakes contest, and that's really an interesting contest. That's where each of the kids show six different kinds of animals. Also that evening for the grandstand, they do have mud wrestlers. Friday, they do have a demolition derby for his grandstand show. Also have tractor pull starting at 10 o'clock. And on Saturday, we do have our junior fair livestock auction starting at 9 o'clock. And also for Saturday, they do have another big grandstand show. They have Loretta Lynn at 6 and 8:30. And both shows, reserve seats are $9, and general admission is $7. So we do have quite an extensive fair program lined up for people, and we sure encourage a lot of people to come out and participate in the Williams County Fair.
That sounds very good. And Bob, when we come back in the next hour, I'd like to talk a little bit about, your junior leaders' involvement in the Williams County Fair, and also talk a little bit more about the livestock auction that will be held during the fair as well. Our guest this morning, Bob Sachs, Williams County, Ohio, 4-H agent.
All right, Bob, and all right, Dave. Let's pause now to remind you this is the Little Red Barn. Dave Russell, yours truly, Bob Sievers, Van Rockefeller, and Victor Locke News, Earl Finkel Weather. All on the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Looking at this salmon report, I almost said the big business of fishing. Well, that is big business, too, isn't it? Here we go with our Coho report. Salmon fishing continues to be good to excellent, with fish starting to assemble off the mouths of the parent streams. And in a few instances, they say, even pooling within the lower portions of the streams. By the way, this report will be in effect all this week until tomorrow, September 3rd, when we get the new one on the hotline. In southern Lake Michigan, salmon fishing is very good, with many Chinook being taken off piers. Salmon fishing is good further north at Holland, Grand Haven, Muskegon, Manistee, Frankfort, Platte Bay, Leland, and around Traverse City. In Lake Huron, salmon fishing is reported good at Harrisville and fair to good at Oscoda, only fair at Tawas. In the Upper Peninsula, try for salmon along the lower Menominee River, the Dead and Carp Rivers in Marquette County, and off the power plant at the Sioux, and also off of Mackinac Island. That's our COHO report at 5:32. Dave, over to you for the update.
In the headlines, for those traveling I-69 north early this morning, the northbound traffic at about the 121-mile marker has been reduced to one lane because of an early morning accident involving a truck turnover. Fort Wayne police are investigating the stabbing last night, and an unidentified man was taken to Parkview Hospital in critical condition. Fort Wayne police and the Indiana State Excise Police conducted a raid on a new pool room and recreation arcade at Broadway and Washington last night, and four adult bookstore employees were arrested last night for distributing pornographic materials. Elsewhere, a news aide to Representative Larry McDonald says a member of South Korea's government told him the South Korean jetliner downed by the Soviet Union was, quote, escorted or pushed over Soviet territory before being shot down. Washington Governor John Spellman says all flags in the state will fly at half staff until the funeral of Senator Henry Jackson. Scoop Jackson died of a heart attack yesterday at the age of 71. From the WoWo Weather Station, meteorologist Earl Finkel says morning ground fog today, then sunny skies, a high today of 89, light east to southeast winds. Fair tonight, a low in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 90, and for Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the low 90s. There is a chance for some afternoon showers or thunderstorms on Sunday. Clear skies, 60 degrees out at the airport. We have 65 degrees here at WoWo.
And we'll head out to the barn in just a moment.
Mutual Security Life Insurance Company takes pride in Fort Wayne's interest in art and history. Both play a large role in the daily life of the Summit City. The Allen County Fort Wayne Historical Society's headquarters are in the Old City Hall Museum. Through a wide variety of artifacts, the Society illustrates the rich history of the Three Rivers region in a series of exhibits which won the 1982 National Award for Excellence. The Society offers a variety of publications and educational programs for children and the general public. The soon-to-open Museum of Art is a reflection of Fort Wayne's commitment to the public's enjoyment and understanding of visual art. As a major educational and cultural institution, the museum provides for the collection, exhibition, and presentation of art objects. It provides a continuing and diverse series of programs for public enjoyment. These, along with other projects, enhance its reputation for excellence. Fort Wayne demonstrates excellence in art and excellence in the preservation of the past. Mutual Security Life salutes the Historical Society and the Art Museum.
Dave, let's head out to the barn. Pepper, come on.
All right, I'll grab the buckets this morning.
Door here. You know, since you mentioned something off the air between one of the records or commercials this morning, I meant to mention that the other day. You remember Tuesday night when we had our big WoWo appreciation party out at the Marriott?
Yeah.
Coming home that night, I was driving down Clinton Street. My wife said, look up there, and here was a huge flock of wild geese in a V shape. And they were heading southeasterly like they were going straight to Florida, like they were trying to tell us something.
Oh, my golly. I hope that's not the case. But who was I talking to? Dick Berglund, I believe, was telling me out at the party the other night that he had some friends up in Michigan, and the geese were starting to gather up there, and the gentleman was telling Dick that normally that doesn't take place until, like, October.
That's right. Usually it's on a cold November night when you see them silhouetted against the moon flying south.
Yep. Boy, oh boy. I don't know what that means.
Maybe they think it's cooler in Florida than it is here.
That could be the case.
I know. They're going down to Florida for all those thunderstorms and rains down there.
Yeah, well, you know how the pigeons were acting out here the other day, taking a little shower, cooling off.
I thought there were three of them that were crippled.
Yeah.
And here they lie on their right side and lift their wing up and get the water that squirts out of the air conditioner on the roof next door.
Yeah. How do they do that again?
Like this.
Okay.
I'll tell you what else. It's 24 and a half minutes before 6 now. Good morning, Spot. She can't lift a wing anyway.
No, she better not.
And she lifted her tail then. Good morning, Spot. Let's see. Now let's check the old clock up there on the hay mow. Coming up in about 10 seconds, 24 minutes before 6, before 7 already in Ohio and Michigan.
We'll make your day.
Here are the mamas and papas.
Safe and wild, safe and bold. If all was in LA,
The mamas and papas at 21 minutes before 6. Here's a WoWo reminder. The Auburn JCs are hosting the first annual festival tent today and tomorrow at the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival, serving beer, soft drinks, bratwurst, kielbasa, and hot dogs. Continuous entertainment today and tomorrow. And don't forget, the WoWo Sunshine Studio will be up there with several of the WoWo personalities, including Jack Underwood, remoting up there. So big things all this weekend in Auburn.
McNugget Mania pours it on. In a historic reunion of the League of Nations, world dignitaries celebrate a new alliance. McDonald's, Chicken McNuggets, and Coca-Cola. For now, when you buy a 20-piece size of Chicken McNuggets at participating McDonald's, you'll receive free, a specially packaged quart of Coca-Cola. 20 McNuggets and a free quart of Coke. Allies for a peaceful picnic.
McNuggets, McDonald's and you.
Now through September 18th, get a free 32-ounce Coke when you buy a 20-piece order of Chicken McNuggets.
What are you doing in there?
Playing.
Come on, we've got to get to Belmont Liquors if we want to cash in on Belmont Liquors' Labor Day weekend special.
We got several.
Well, yeah. Belmont Liquors has the big 750-milliliter bottles of Zona and Aspi Spumanti for only $4.39. 2-liter bottles of regular and Diet Pepsi are only $1.09. Big 3-liter jugs of Carlo Rossi wines are only $3.69. And Belmont Liquors has generic beer by Falstaff, cases of 24 12-ounce cans for only $4.69 a case.
$4.69 a case?
Right, $4.69 a case at Belmont Liquors. But we gotta hurry. At these prices, they're not gonna...
Oh, no, you don't. Labor Day's coming. I've already done enough labor this week, and I'm staying right here.
You don't labor on Labor Day. You relax on Labor Day.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I was waiting for you to come out of the closet.
Belmont Liquors, for all the fun times.
A biggie weekend here in WoWo Land, and our own golden weekend as well. And our general outlook to go along with that, sunny skies today after the fog lifts, if we develop any, and a high today of 89. Tonight fair, low mid-60s. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny, high of 90. And Sunday's outlook hot and humid with a high in the low 90s. And now it's exactly 19 minutes before the hour. And Dave, over to you for the markets.
Yesterday in the direct trade, steers and heifers were steady to firm. The choice 2 to 4 steers sold from 58 to 60. Heifers went from 56 to 58. Slaughter cows at South St. Paul were steady. Utility and commercial 2 to 4 sold from 36 to 39. Cutter 1 to 3s from 34 to 37. At Oklahoma City, not enough feeder steers offered to test the trend. Some medium frame number 1 steers, 300 to 500 pounds, sold from $60.70 to $65. Choice steers at Sioux Falls yesterday, 900 to 1,100 pounds, went from $57.50 to $58.50. Choice heifers in Sioux Falls from $54 to $55.50. Those heifers weighed 700 to 900 pounds. At the Western Terminal Markets, barrels and gilts were steady to mostly 50 cents higher. The 1 to 2s, 210 to 250 pounds, sold from $48 to $49.50. The Eastern Terminal Markets were steady to 75 higher, selling from $48 to $49.25. The direct country trade yesterday firmed to 75 cents higher. At the interior markets of Iowa, Minnesota, the 1 to 2s, 2 to 230 pounds, sold from 47 to 49.50. Illinois, 46.50 to 48.50. Indiana, 46.5 to 48.75. And in Ohio, from 46.50 to $48. At the Peoria terminal yesterday, the 1 to 2s, 2 to 230 pounds, sold from 46 to 49. St. Louis terminal, 47.50 to 48.75. And at Indianapolis, from 48.75 to 49.25. Slaughter lambs, they were steady to $2 higher. The choice and prime 95 to 130 pound shorn lambs sold from 52 to 57. Wold offerings from 50 to 56. We do have this reminder to livestock producers. With this being a holiday weekend, you may want to be checking with your livestock markets to find out their holiday schedule. Closing dressed beef and pork trade, compared to Wednesday, the beef trade was light, the demand moderate. Choice yield grade 3 steer carcasses steady at $92 for the 600 to 900 pounds. Heifers steady with instances a dollar higher at $89 to $90 for the 550 to 700 pounds. Compared to Wednesday, the fresh pork cut trade was moderately active on hams and bellies, slow on other items. The demand was moderate to light in the central U.S. car lot area. Loins yesterday were not established. Chicago eggs had the prices unchanged in a fully steady market. Extra large A's 77 to 84, large A's 75.5 to 76, mediums in Chicago from 62.5 to 63. New York eggs were unchanged. Extra large A's 78 to 80, large A's 76 to 79, and mediums from 62 to 65.
The problem with most exterior caulks for homes is that they crack and cool and make you caulk all over again. But Geocell caulking sealant stretches, and Geocell flexes, and Geocell lasts so long you may never have to caulk again. Geocell caulking sealant, that's Geocell. Look for Geocell's rebate at participating dealers. Save up to $3.
It's 16 before 6, before 7 in Ohio and Michigan. Activity on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday centered around concern that grain trade relations with the USSR could be hurt by news that the Soviet Union shot down a South Korean aircraft carrying a U.S. congressman. Reports that India bought wheat from Canada instead of the United States also hurt prices in the wheat market. On the Chicago Board of Trade close, September wheat down 4 3/4 at 384, December down 4 1/2 at 405 3/4, March wheat was down 6 at 420 1/4. September corn down a nickel at 351 1/4. December down 5 3/4 at 353 3/4. March corn was down 4 1/2 at 364. September beans down a 30-cent limit at 869 1/2. November beans limit down at 881 1/2. January beans down the 30-cent limit at 892 1/2. September soy oil down 165 points at 31.80. September soy meal down $7.50 a ton at $232.30. On the Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle futures were stronger because of higher dressed beef at midday and ideas that boxed beef sales will continue active through the Labor Day weekend. October cattle were up 53 at 56.50. December up 67 at 57.57. February cattle up 42 at 59.32. September steers up 30 at 56.45. October up 98 at 57.25. November steers up 60 at 58.27. Hogs and pork bellies were lower, pressured by weakness in most pork product prices at midday and on sharp declines in corn and soybean futures. October hogs down 25 at 42.80. December down 43 at 41.92. February hogs down 45 at 45.92. February bellies were down 23 at 63.32. The Dow Jones 30 Industrials were down 9.35 to close at 1,206.81.
Right now, it's exactly 14 minutes before 6 out here at the Little Red Barn. That's before 7 in Ohio and Michigan. And our general outlook going into this great big weekend, sunny skies for Wovoland, a high of 89. Fair with lows in the mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 90. And Sunday's outlook, hot and humid, with high in the low 90s and a chance for afternoon showers or storms. Here's a WoWo reminder. The 23rd annual Tecumseh Lodge Powwow is tomorrow and Sunday at Tipton, Indiana. Registration begins at noon today with the informal dance at 7:30 tonight.
WoWo's cranking up our time machine to go back in time this weekend.
The WoWo Golden Weekend.
Golden weekend on the
Monday,
11:90. If I'm
not,
I'm
done. Don't say hello. Say ho-ho, wo-wo.
Ho-ho, wo-wo.
This is the Tooth Fairy.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Hey, Jude.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Great oldies and wo-wo memories all weekend long as we celebrate the holiday weekend with you.
Golden weekend.
Starting today at 1.
Now, here's Nancy.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man.
A snowball, Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city,
of people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson. Jackson, ever since the fire went out, I'll go to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're gone to Jackson, ain't ever coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about
Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra there going to Jackson. Good old Jackson, Mississippi, I imagine. 10 minutes before six here at the Little Red Barn, whoa-whoa time.
If you can get by with a $20 bill for ridding yourself of quackgrass, it's got to be profitable.
That's John Rear of Benson, Minnesota. He gets season-long control of quackgrass with Roundup herbicide at half the old rate and half the cost. That's a big plus for John, especially after his experience with other methods of weed control.
Deer don't have any rotation at all when you use atrazine.
As for tillage, that only works to spread the infestation.
Every time they go out with a cultivator, they're spreading those rhizomes. You can have a bad infestation where you just had a few plants to start with.
Roundup stops quackgrass right down to the roots. Apply Roundup at the 1-quart rate in 5 to 10 gallons of water through flat fan nozzles when quackgrass is 8 to 12 inches tall, and wait 3 days. John sums it up this way.
We're all after cost per acre, and when you get down to half the cost, well, it's got to be profitable.
That's advice you can take to the bank. Roundup, as affordable as it is effective. Always follow label directions for Roundup. Cost cited for Roundup only.
Some people labor on Labor Day weekend while others don't. So Auto Pro is having a before and after Labor Day sale. Just go to Auto Pro through September 11th and you'll get sale prices. Like popular Minute Wax. Spray or paste is only $2.99 after a $1 mail-in rebate from Turtle Wax. Still want that new car stereo? How about a Sparkomatic AM/FM cassette for $49.88? Rubber Queen front car mats are $8.88 a set. An SK 20-piece socket set is only $34.88. Other items are on sale, too. Get quality parts for more makes, models, and years during the before and after Labor Day sale at participating Auto Pro stores.
In Fort Wayne, your Auto Pro is at Gibson Auto Parts at 114 Collins Drive. And in Fort Wayne, it's also Wayndale Auto Parts at 6708 Old Trail Road.
Get it from the pros at Auto Pro.
Dave, it's just about 7 minutes and 45 seconds before 6 o'clock here at the barn.
In the news this morning, American exporters have sold 500,000 metric tons of wheat and 400,000 of corn to the Soviet Union for delivery during the 1983-84 marketing year, with both purchases supplying toward the new long-term grain supply agreement with the Soviet Union. The USDA also said yesterday that Japan recently bought 101,600 tons of American corn for delivery during the 1983-84 marketing year. Grain industry analysts say that they were not surprised by yesterday's announcement that 500,000 tons of American wheat and 400,000 of corn had been sold to the Soviet Union. Many analysts called that announcement ironic because it came on the same day that the Soviet Union was accused of shooting down a South Korean aircraft carrying American passengers. They also said the grain sale announcements will probably generate negative public opinion. Some analysts went as far as to suggest that the grain sales had already been anticipated by the markets and may have somewhat of a negative impact because they were smaller than expected. Many analysts expect the market to remain uncertain today, pending further details about the South Korean airline incidents. Finally, the Agriculture Department has increased the interest rates its Commodity Credit Corporation charges on commodity and farm storage loans in September to 10.5%. That is up from 10% in August. That new rate reflects the interest rate charged by the United States Treasury in September.
Right now, it's coming up 6 minutes before 6 here at the Little Red Barn, and our general outlook for today is sunny skies and a high of 89.
We'll get you started and on your way. Give us your morning. We'll make your day on WOWO.
And here is the Little River Band. Band, and that WOWO time coming up 3 minutes before six. A WOWO reminder, the new Knoxville, Ohio Fall Festival begins this evening at the American Legion Grounds, New Knoxville, Ohio. The Midway opens at 5. The Rob Ryder concert begins at 9. The Fall Festival 10-kilometer run begins at 9 tomorrow. And that's all happening at New Knoxville, Ohio. Let's lead Herb Albert and all the Tijuana brass. Roll us to the 6 o'clock news here at WOWO this morning.